It's not official figures, but the in San Diego, the newspaper there has reported that 2,000 guns a day are traveling south of the border and going to these narco cartels where they're being used to fight the Mexican government. And over the past week, the government sent the army to take over Ciudad Juarez, which is really the center of all the violence and the conflict over smuggling routes into the United States. But the American gun trade to Mexico is a major problem, and it's emerging more and more.
So are we making things worse?
Absolutely. Now, when we say we, you know, it's not all of us and it's not our government. It is individual gun dealers who are selling these guns at trade shows, you know, and at gun shows where they're not far less regulated than, you know, in regular stores where there are no background checks. Sometimes these guns are going in there, you know, two and three at a time, but collectively, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is estimating that 90% of the cartel's weaponry is coming from the United States, from gun dealers here.
And it seems like the NRA would have something to say about this.
Well, I would like to call on the NRA to do something about it, to call on their members to you know, identify and stop this gun trade if at all possible. Now, the ATF does have a program called Project Gunrunner, mm-hmm. where it's asking people who are aware of this kind of traffic to call it in and make it known to the ATF and try and stop it. But if they've got a boost from the NRA, and the NRA can, you know, support government programs, they're always known in opposition. In the past, they've supported things like identifying people who are mentally unstable might, you know, cause problems on college campuses.
Mm-hmm.
There was legislation not to sell guns to those kinds of people, and the NRA supported it. So the NRA can play a constructive role, and this is the time to do it. And it has, you know, it reaches people, a lot of members out in the West, and it simply should stop this trade. It's not in anybody's interest to have Mexico destabilized this way.
And I've also heard on the flip side of that, you know, if the U.S. is supplying guns, the U.S. is also supplying the market for the drugs in the first place, that there are two different ways that the U.S. is actually making this violence even worse. Have you heard anything about that?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, we've had a 40-year war on drugs here in the United States, which hasn't seemed to make a whole lot of difference. What the problem now is, of course, that, you know, it's a lot of money going back and forth that corrupts governments in both places, really, but very much more so in Mexico. And, you know, with the economy being what it is, people are looking for any sources of cash, and it's destabilizing Mexico. And the other problem is that because there's this problem with the northern Mexican states where the fighting is so bad with the cartels, it's dampening tourism, which was the other source of income for the people there. And so that source of income is dying up. So, you know, here are the cartels that do seem to have the money, and there's an economic inducement for them to get involved with this. So everything is sort of militating against the Mexican government and its efforts to stamp out these cartels. And guns from the United States certainly doesn't help that effort.
I've also heard some theories that perhaps we've seen the peak of the violence, that maybe it'll start waning soon. Do you have anything in your research or in your crystal ball that says maybe this is about to end?
Well, I don't know about to end. I would hope that the efforts that the government has made and that the Mexican army has made, and clearly there's some support from the United States in terms of intelligence, our own efforts from the U.S. Border Patrol, the efforts of the Drug Enforcement Administration, I would hope all of this would have some impact. But, you know, the most dangerous time is often when it is having the impact, because that's when the bad guys get desperate, and that's when they do wild things. So we've got to keep an eye on this. I would also point out in USA Today, there's an article about Atlanta, Georgia, becoming a shipping point for cartel drugs all across the United States. They have moved into the United States. They are setting up distribution centers. And if we can stop that, if we can stop the gun trade, and if we can put some damper on the narcotics trade northward, then yes, this might all have an effect of bringing down this level of violence and activity.